Hallelujah. Let's stay in this atmosphere. I'm just going to share a little bit. Then we're going to stay in this today. Even when we go to the place where we commune together and eat. So awesome. God is turning a lot around. I was reading the scripture in Isaiah 18 that when we humble ourselves, listen and rest, he says, you will hear a voice behind you. Go this way. I got about 4 more pages on that, but we're going to stay right there. We're in a day of hearing his voice. Good ideas versus God ideas are in the past. He's breaking chains. And how we enter in makes a difference. He's the healer. He's the comforter. He's the one who breaks chains and sets captives free. In fact, he doesn't even have to break the chain. He's got a key for the lock that has you chained. He took those keys. Talk about being a son and a daughter of God. He unlocks the lock that has had you bound. Come on now. Woo! And he's setting you free. Now, one thing that Lorraine didn't say that she heard, she kept hearing God say, I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to turn it around. I'm going to turn it around. See, there was a king that said, don't listen to the voice of the one who says God's going to deliver you. He said, because he's going to tell you all these kinds of things about God's going to do this, he's going to do that. I'm going to come and I'm going to take you out. And they remained silent. It says the king ripped his garment. Well, we're not in the day of ripping garments right now. He says, rend your heart and not your garments. We're in a day of God's changing our hearts. Like those on the road to Emmaus said, our hearts were strangely warmed within us. Or like Stephen, who was in the midst of a revival. See, God's not bringing revival. He's bringing an awakening. And somehow you're going to get a revelation of what the difference is. So here's Stephen. Philip. He's in a revival. And people are being slain in the spirit, set free. They're throwing their opiate. Whatever they had it that day. They were doing all that. And God says, go down the street and listen. And he sees the Ethiopian eunuch. And he's reading the word of God. He said, what are you reading? He said, I don't really understand it. And he explained it to him. And he said, the Ethiopian eunuch says something weird, like we're going to do this next week. He said, well, what prevents me from being baptized? And if that was all that happened, it would have been a nice little story. But they stepped into the water. He baptizes the Ethiopian eunuch. They come out of the water and he's translated into another city. And revival breaks out. Spiritual awakening breaks out. We're in the day that we're going to see signs and wonders. We're going to see people translated from where they are to another place. We're going to see things that the prophets and those who have been praying for years for our day, we're walking into that day now. Today, we're going to be at the Capitol praying on 9/11, a solemn assembly. I think it started out as something else, but I've been praying that it morphs into a solemn assembly where we repent for our nation, that he breaks the back of the enemy, and that we prepare ourselves for the awakening. We're not making the awakening happen. That was determined before the foundation of the earth. Your relationships, your healing, your being set free was determined before the foundation. Now we have a participation in that. To what? Step in. To sing a new song. To let God transform something that was designed to destroy you. Lorraine and Jeremy should not be rejoicing right now. Yes, there's still tears. But as I was in the back, I was led to get on my knees. My little grandson came by and he got on his knees next to me. And I'm lifting my hands and he's going like this. He may not understand, but his name is Jeremiah. Prophetic act. Sometimes in the world they call it fake it till you make it. In the body, it's pray until something happens. Don't give up. When it looks the darkest, when it looks like all hope is gone, when it looks like the other side is winning, blow the shofar. And pray that as intercessors, we're the ones that are keeping the wrath of God from destroying America, the intercessors. The future belongs to the intercessor. It really belongs to the Lord, but the intercessors, we just do what they're doing in heaven already. We throw our crowns at his feet, and we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. For it's your blood that has brought every nation, every tongue, every tribe, and only you are worthy to loose the seals. See, the seals are being loosed. So I'm going to leave you with 10 years ago I was preaching this and it fell on deaf ears many times. But it's so simple. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and somehow you hear this voice behind you. And he's showing you exactly where to go. As we seek first all the things that he has as a king's kid. And I don't even like that because I feel like it goes toward prosperity. But he has the power that he wants to release in us to change a world. The manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God in the last day. The latter rain of the Holy Spirit. So when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, it's not to consume it upon our own lust, but the more we give out, the more he gives. The more we give out, the more he gives. The more we give out, the more he gives. Because you're a trusted source. You're a conduit at that point. The time of just sitting and soaking and getting fat in the Lord is over. It's time to move out. One foot in front of the other, whether it's through a Red Sea, whether it's across a river, whether it's to fight an army, And we begin to pray that those who are not intercessors, Father, open their eyes, that they see the armies of the Lord all around about, because you're about to show up and show off. You're about to fight battles that we don't even know exist yet. In Jesus' name. That's the word. Anything more, just... That's it. There you go. But I guess what I'm saying is we can dress it up. We can put a bow on it. Put lipstick on that pig. Still pig. But when we've got the treasure of God, he speaks. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing today and this week. Begin to trust him again in the areas that you have lost confidence in the Father. Begin to hear his voice and those things that he spoke to you years ago in your prayer closet, and you were crying out to him and he showed you a vision. He showed you that you were going to walk in certain areas of ministry, certain areas of his grace and his mercy, that you would begin to believe for that again. And we always know that we have the Spirit of the Lord when that squeak starts. That begin to get your hopes up again, because we're in the day that the Lord is pouring out his Spirit. And he's seeking for those who will step in and step up and trust him. That's all he's, it's so simple. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Get in the word, get the word in you, and pray. Those are very simple things, but when the power of God comes in those things, we walk in a different light. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we seal this. We pray for our friends and our neighbors. And there's so much more we could do now. But, Lord, let us hear that voice behind us saying, go this way or go that way. And that we would hear it and obey. You never give us a suggestion. You never ask us to do it. I hear people saying, God asked me to. No, God doesn't ask you to do things. He tells you, and you obey or you don't obey. I'm sorry, that's how it works. He's Lord and we're not. We don't get that in America. So, Father, in Jesus' name, let us obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.